Have you ever been stuck in a car that won't start? I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. My wife usually picks me up at the airport. Recently, I had to walk to the park and wait lot because she couldn't start her car. This hasn't happened to us in a very, very long time, so I couldn't imagine what the problem might be. After inspecting the car, I thought the starter had gone out. So we called AAA and requested towing to the nearest shop for repairs. Thankfully, help arrived quickly. He asked if I was sure it wasn't the battery. When he said there would be no charge if it only needed a jump, I decided to let him try. Well, lo and behold, the car started. He recommended that we go to a nearby auto store and have the battery checked. There I learned that the connections were corroded. An employee suggested a $5 product, and the problem was completely solved. God protected this from happening at night while traveling away from home or while my wife was alone. She had mentally calculated the time and money we'd be spending on possible repairs. She even wondered if it wasn't time to replace the entire car. Thankfully, God provided a $5 fix. How often do we fail to acknowledge the big and little ways that God cares for us? It's easy to overlook His goodness until we're in need of help. Even then, He promises to be with us. Being grateful helps to prevent worry, bitterness, and even depression. There are thousands of things to be grateful for every day of our lives. So remember to pause and give thanks to the Lord. His goodness is everywhere, even when the car battery dies. And if car repairs have contributed to your credit card debt, Christian credit counselors will help. They'll create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, visit online at crown.org/CCC.